Hi, everyone. So my name is Christian. Is that too loud? No, it's good. So my name is Christian Tiongson. I'm also known as Sir Christian in the music world. I am a DBSA board member. I'm also a facilitator too. And I'm here to talk about how depression has affected my life. It has affected my life in many terrible ways, but also in good ways too. One of the big things about depression, you know, a lot of people think depression is such a negative thing. It is a negative thing. You feel like crap after a good day. You know, you might be having a time of your life, and you just don't feel like you're, you don't feel there. You don't feel in the moment at all. You feel like you're thinking about things in the past, things in the future. You're never really right in the present at all. So, I'm going to talk more about how the role of depression changed throughout my life since my diagnosis until now. I'm going to take four sections of this hour and call little chapters for you. It's kind of like a little novel for you guys, or biography, or whatever you want to call it. But the first chapter is going to be called Depression, First Impression. So, growing up, I was growing up and listened to music a lot. I remember back then, when I was a kid, my mom used to, listen to David Allen Boucher, Bedtime Magic, Magic 106.7. So
you gotta say it like that.
Like down here. So music has been part of my life for a long time, and it has, you know, I started playing guitar when I was 13. I was the only person in my family who did not play an instrument. So my brother played drums, my sister played piano, mom played piano, my dad played guitar a little bit, my other brother played sax. You know, we have a huge family of musicians, like amateur musicians, I think. So when I went on and started using music, started playing music, I started feeling the good effects of it. You know, I was like, okay, this is cool. I'm playing a lot of awesome tunes. You know, I'm covering some stuff. I'm learning some good things. But when I was diagnosed with depression, everything kind of hit me like a wall, and it just dropped. So when I finally was first diagnosed, I thought depression sucks. Depression sucks, but my first impression is that this is my enemy. This is the one thing that's gonna prevent me from reaching the stars to make my dreams come true, to really take me away from my goals in life. And I had that mindset as I went on after I was diagnosed the first year, and had that negative feeling, negative outlook, and it really did affect my life a lot. It really did take a toll on my music too. So I'm actually gonna play a song for you guys. It's one of my, I guess, most sensitive songs out there. I'm an instrumental guitar player, so it's all gonna be instrumentals. But this one always put tears in my eyes, because it reminds me of how low I was, how depressed I was. This one's called Disappear. When I was starting to really feel more depressed than ever, I felt like we're in a big crowd right now. We're in a giant crowd, and I feel like I'm part of community now. I feel like I'm part of this crowd. But back then, I would sit right in the middle and feel alone. I feel like I'm disappearing from everyone else. I also want to disappear from life in general, and that's my true feeling when I was really depressed. So this is, I'm going to play you this song right now, and hope you enjoy it. Okay, let's see if I'm a true musician and I can talk while tuning my guitar at the same time. So this is the true test right over here. So chapter one, that's pretty much how I felt about my depression. You can tell from this song, it's very sensitive, very sad. But also you will also notice there's like a very happy part, like a little bit more uplifting part right in the middle. That tells me, I mean, that part of the song is a reminder to myself that it will get better, even though 99% of the time I'm thinking at that point that it's not going to get better. So every time I play that song, when I'm at Club Passium open mic, or playing, at a different open mic or another performance, when I play that part, I'm thinking, okay, all right, I can get through this song, and I can get through life, I can get through this really deep feeling that I'm lost and in the deepest part of, you know, the cliff or something like that, the hole. I should probably get back to tuning. So the next part, it's pretty much the second chapter is the tides of depression. So okay, I got depression. I'm like, okay, all right. So what now? I already have this negative outlook. Hopefully it's not screwing up the recording, by the way, I'm tuning and okay. I'm thinking to myself, so okay, I'm good. So depression, it really is, it's negative. Obviously I've said many times that it really does bring you down to dumps. It takes your hope away and stuff. But I thought to myself, am I gonna continue my life thinking I'm gonna keep this negative outlook? You know, am I gonna keep this negative outlook for tomorrow, for the next day, for now, for this moment right now? Am I going to be negative? Am I going to keep this perspective? Now, that was a question I asked myself, and I did not know how to answer that at all. I was out of college, you know, I couldn't find a job after graduation. I graduated in 2009, and that was the worst time to graduate because there were no jobs out there. On top of just being diagnosed, like, couldn't find a job, and had really bad relationships too, got broken up, cheated on and stuff, so it just like really put me down the hole. And do I continue keeping that perspective, that negative perspective going forward? You know, the past is the past, you know, and it stays in the past, it stays buried in the past. But the thing at that point, when I was first diagnosed, like, I kept it. I kept looking behind me, kept looking at the holes and the piles of crap in the back, and continued sorting through it and seeing why did I deserve this and all that stuff. So at this point, I'm starting to really try to figure out what to do with myself, knowing that I have depression and so forth. One of the big things is medication. So I went through the whole medication thing. Okay, this works, that works. Oh, that doesn't work. Oh, man, I feel like crap. Can't sleep at night. I sleep all day now, all that stuff. So I went through a whole bunch of med changes and so forth. So I'm pretty much, everyone here probably knows about that. I've seen a therapist, and which at first I'm like, come on, this is not going to help me out. Just talking it out, I need some meds. But obviously it's a good combination of both to kind of get me going. And then I found DBSA Boston. I went to the one at MGH, the MGH campus. I met Dennis over there, Dennis H over there, and gave me a good preview of what DBSA is. And I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool. I don't feel alone again. I feel like there's other people out there who have the same thing as me, you know, who was dealing with the same struggles of depression, of bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and all that stuff. That's when I first started thinking there's a community out there that I can feel comfortable in. And that's when that all kind of changed. Depression was still an enemy at that point, but now it was kind of changing just a little bit. Now what this changes, I started seeing things differently, trying to enjoy things again, like music. When I was first diagnosed and I was going through a lot of bad stuff, I didn't play guitar for six to eight months, which is really tough for me. Right now, when I'm thinking, you know, when I don't play my guitar more than a week or so, that's like a little sign that I'm not feeling well. Or I'm busy. I don't know. It could be both. But it's more than a week, actually, not just a week. But I start using that as a sign to see if I'm getting to a point where I need some help. So in that part of life, I started to get new friends, you know, from DBSA, started seeing new people. And so I had a friend who had a dog named Millie. And Millie was a little spunky little terrier, silky terrier. So runs around and stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. An animal that I can, you know, take care of and kind of take me away from being depressed and stuff. So when I started playing guitar and stuff, I started playing music more and more and more. Still not the capacity that I wanted to be. I was sitting in my room writing some songs, and all of a sudden this little dog came up to me and sat by me. And I'm like, hey, Millie, do you want to listen to this song that I wrote? Millie would look up to me, and not like that dog right now, because I wasn't even paying attention to me right now. but Millie looked up to me, and I'm like, okay, I played the song. Millie literally just sat there and listened very attentively. And I'm thinking, oh, okay. So it kind of gave me hope that there are things out there that are awesome. I'm starting to see like specks of light in the dark. So the song I'm going to be playing for you next is, the name of it's Millie. And I play this in open mics too all the time because it's a very fun song. And this is the same exact version, the same exact song that I played for that little dog. And I finally realized that there is hope in the dark. Ah, it's out of tune. Hold on 1 second. That's good enough. So I continued my journey. I still had the definition of depression as, you know, being an enemy, but it's starting to really change my life, you know, having my support system that I'm constantly growing, and DBSA Boston, and, you know, playing music again, and taking my meds, and just working on myself. That's when I'm starting to see, like, okay, I gotta change this perspective a little bit. I gotta make depression not be negative or being an enemy. I gotta change it up so it can be something more positive, you know? And it's kinda hard to think. It really is hard to think because depression, you know, it really does hit you hard. You know, you get very depressed. You get very anxious. A lot of different things happen when you're depressed, and I ended up calling out of work a lot. I ended up being hospitalized for the first time in my life, which was very tough for me, very tough, because I went to my therapist a lot of med changes. I went to partials. I did everything to prevent from going inpatient, and it happened to that point I let, you know, depression really destroy me, and I got admitted here in McLean, and earlier this year, I sat down and I spent a lot of time when I actually cleared out from being depressed and having, you know, suicidal thoughts and stuff. I cleared out and I sat down and thought, you know, this is the chance. This is my chance to really change my outlook in life from being very negative, from being the bottom of the bottom, to think that everything that I'm going to do is going to be bad. And it's very tough to change that perspective from thinking that everything I do is going to be really bad, that everything's hopeless, that everything that I'm going to do is not going to make a difference in this world, you know. It's the toughest thing to think about, you know, to change the perspective and say, hey, you actually have a lot of talent, Christian. Hey, you have a lot of things that's going on for you. And it's hard to just change that, you know? So I spent a lot of time just thinking and trying to reevaluate life and how I would change this outlook. And I've been thinking about many different words different roles, different words for depression, different nouns and stuff. So I went from point one is pretty much enemy, to, okay, he's just a bully in the schoolyard, to Donald Trump. No, I'm kidding. I had to put a political joke in there once, but it went from that to something else, and my world is starting to open up a little bit. So this chapter right here is opening up my world. I start to really be reflective, really be meditative to everything around me. Because I need to stop. This is what my problem was. I didn't stop and ground myself at all. I did not stop and look at the present. And because of that, things from the past would get back to me, really haunt me. Things in the future, the unknowns and stuff, really did put a lot into my mind. So you can definitely, I mean, you probably have the same experience that everything in the past and the future is just negative senses, negative vibes, negative everything. And I've used this word many times, negative, but that's pretty much the best I can think of at this point. But so when I was hospitalized, I really did sit down and think about it and really focused on what kind of coping skills I had, you know. Music was one of the biggest ones I had, and when I was over there at McLean, the first thing that I thought about, God, I miss my guitar serenity. I miss playing music and playing that same song Disappear and just making up stuff with my loop pedal and stuff. I was really missing that. One thing great about McLean, at least in that unit I was in, they had a guitar, and my life pretty much changed after that. But it kind of helped me think that, you know, music was very important in my life, a big coping mechanism. And as you guys all can tell, that I, you know, had these, I made these open mics and stuff, to kind of remind everyone that creativity does really make a big difference in our lives. And from the first open mic, I can see that everyone was having a blast, and everyone was enjoying the music from others, the originals, covers, everything else. I really did see a sense of community, and I really did see a sense of just feeling, I guess, normal for once, being happy, right? And so the next song I'm going to be playing is one of my favorite songs. This song actually took only a day to write. I was being depressed. I was depressed, and I was very depressed, and I wanted to drive somewhere that's just away from the city, away from just the clutter of life, the conflicts of life, and the best I can think of is the shoreline, the beach, just being around nature in general. So I actually drove down to Nahant, and unfortunately Revere Beach, which was really dirty, but I went there, and I can picture myself like not looking at the sand, I'm just looking straight out. but I ended up going up and down just the North Shore and really trying to find, you know, a place to just sit down and reflect. And I wrote this song. This is kind of like a milestone song for me, pretty much changing the perspective of depression as an enemy to depression as a muse, to depression as an opportunity to make myself better, give myself opportunities to make myself better. So this is going to be one of my original songs again. This is Seaside Porch. Sorry, guys. I'm a little OCD when it comes to this stuff. You probably saw myself cringing when I was playing Millie. I was like, oh god, that sounds crappy. But, yeah, I was like, I kind of got lost in the loop, but it's fine. It's all good. The good thing about music, you kind of get lost into it, and it doesn't really matter what it sounds like. It's that feeling inside. It kind of makes you forget what you have, you know. Whenever I play my guitar, it definitely helps me forget that I have depression, you know, that I don't have any of this. And I feel normal. I know what is normal, but I feel like myself. I feel a lot better. And because of depression, you know, it is kind of like a blessing in disguise, if you think about it. And I've talked to a lot of friends about this. They're like, really? Depression is a blessing in disguise? It sucks. You know, depression really sucks. You know, but it's just for me, from my own personal experience, that by changing my perspective of depression from being an enemy to a muse, to a teacher, to a trail guide, to a person who really wants to provide the best for me, I was able to feel no effects of depression at all in the past almost a year already. As you guys can probably tell, you know, when I'm facilitating and stuff, I'm usually happy-go-lucky and stuff, and I try to help as much as possible. The big thing about that, you know, is that I always put myself first, and I always take care of myself. I always do whatever I can to take care of myself. Exercising, eating well and stuff, playing music, taking a nap, which is amazing. I love naps. But going out for a walk, you know, or just sitting down by the beach and just looking up to the ocean and just kind of reflect on life and stuff. At this point, you know, I felt like I was on top of the world, you know. Enough where I was able to feel like I'm comfortable helping others. And the way the saying goes is like, you know, you gotta help yourself before you help others. It's one of the biggest quotes that I've most essential quotes in my life. My therapist have told me that, my parents have told me that. Take care of yourself before you help others. Repeating that constantly. And when I was young, I thought it was stupid. I'm like, oh, I love to help others. I love to do everything. You know, I like to volunteer and stuff, but my health definitely went down. So at this point, you know, depression is now a muse for me, an inspiration in my life. It gave me these songs that I feel very proud about. It gave me these songs that I can share with everyone. That's why I'm here, sharing my story, sharing my music. And it also helped me write poetry too. And I remember there was a friend who was very sick early this year, and then I wrote that friend a poem to kind of help her get through the worst parts of life. And, you know, kind of reminded her that, you know, you are stronger than you really think. So with that said, I'm actually going to attempt to sing something for you guys. I've been taking vocal lessons. Okay, number one, I've been taking vocal lessons, and so I'm not there yet, and I've been battling a cold too. So, I mean, it might sound absolutely terrible, but I converted this poem to a song, and actually it's a nice surprise for everyone, because you don't even know about that either. And you don't even know that about that either. So it's a big surprise for everyone. It's kind of a thank you for everyone for being there for me through all the parts of my life and listening tonight. The big things that I kind of want to tell you guys is that, you know, the points that I want to get across as I bring my iPad and knocking things over. You know, my journey was not a death walk at all. I kept it that way for a long time, that everything's going to be bad from now on, you know? And I want to say it's more than just a death walk. It's more of a beautiful experience. It may not seem beautiful when you're manic or you're very depressed or something like that, but once you get the care, once you understand how to take care of yourself, you're like, okay, so this one time I'm in the meeting, it used to make me very, very anxious, but now I can get through it because I have the right coping mechanisms. I have the right medication. I have the right, like, just personal experiences to get through this. And it's a win. It's a small victory. So think about life as a small, like many small victories, a beautiful journey instead of a death walk. Also, stay close to your talents. There's a lot of talented people here in DBSA, more than I expected, actually, when I did open mic. A lot of awesome musicians, a lot of singers, a lot of awesome poets and stuff. And for those who have not, you know, shared their stuff, you know, who's a singer or a writer or anything like that, stay close with your talents. Even those who don't write and stuff, stay close with your talents. You know, if you're athletic, stay with it, because those talents will help you out through the worst parts of life. And as music has helped me get through a bunch of bad parts of life. Continue going to DBSA, and no, I'm not saying that because I'm a board member, but DBSA, it's an awesome community. There's a lot of beautiful people here in DBSA. Not a lot, everyone's a beautiful person. And the sense of community really did help me out a lot. DBSA Boston is my rock. And without it, I probably wouldn't be here today. I can tell you that one. So, and that, I mean, that's pretty much it. So I'm getting so anxious right now. I'm gonna sing this song for everyone, and I don't know if I'm gonna sound that great, but it's okay because you guys are awesome, and it's DBSA, and you guys are very supportive. You guys are my rock. I said all this awesome stuff now, so I can go sing this song. Let's see if I can sing it for you guys. So, cover your ears. No, I'm kidding. I don't know why Serenity wants to be out of tune for the only performance I have this month. So, sorry, yes. This is probably a good analogy. Sometimes you need to stop and, like, tune yourself up to see if you are all right. So I'm giving Serenity a nice little good old support and tuning her up. There you go. I'm getting better at this tuning and talking thing. I can tell you that one. It's really hard. It's really hard.
Stalling mechanism.
You can do it.
Oh, I gotta tie my sneakers too. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. And knocks you off like a rough fall that is not so soft, like a rain that won't go away, like a word that kills with no say. You still got what it takes, even. Sorry, Hans. My throat's really killing me right now. I'm gonna drop it down a little bit.
You
still got what it takes, even with fire on your way. I know you're here even when you're far away. Even when this is all in red ink, you will always be stronger than you really think. You will always be stronger than you really think. Night sometimes darken with no light, keeping you stranded, no hope in sight. The North Star may not guide your way. It's damn hard to smile on this day. You still got what it takes, even with fire on your way. I know you're here even when you're far away. Even when this is all in red ink, you will always be stronger than you really, really think. Sometimes the world spins because it can, leaving you dizzy and buried in the cold sand. Even when your heart stops with life in the blink, be stronger than you really think. So, I promise you this. I do have a sore throat, so it's really, I did cancel my voice lessons yesterday too because of this, but I feel like I
nailed it.
I could do it. I promise you, the open mic, when I did open mic next month, that I will tune it up a little better, but that's fine. So that's pretty much it. Again, my name is Christian. So we're actually going to be raffling some CDs. So if you haven't put in a raffle ticket or anything like that, we have some somewhere. I don't know where they are. They're on the table. So I'll give you a couple minutes to do that if you want to sign up for a raffle. I'm also selling CDs too. Some of the songs that I've, they're all instrumentals. Don't worry about the singing part. They're all instrumentals. That's the strongest part. Don't worry about the singing. They're all instrumentals of live performances at Club Passim, some home recordings too. So they're, donations about $5 to $10. 100% of the proceeds go to DBSA Boston too. So any amount's actually good. Doesn't have to be $5 to $10, but any amount's good. Any way to give back to DBSA Boston to buy a CD. So how about this? After announcements, I will announce the winners of the raffle. So if you wanna, oh, actually, any questions? Any questions at all?